Thursday morning, the 9th of April, right here on Q102. It's 8:16, Bob.
Yes.
Didn't we?
You played those three records.
Didn't we?
Were we
did.
Supposed to do that?
Well, I don't know. We better take a few calls.
I guess we better.
I think we better. Hello? Who's calling Q102? Hello? Nobody there yet. Not to worry. False alarm, but I'd say it may well ring shortly. Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling Q102?
It's Tony Dunn.
Tony Dunn from where?
Talla.
From Talla.
Yeah.
Yeah? What's the slogan, Tony? I listen to Q102. All the time.
I listen to Q102 all the time.
So Q102, all the time.
All right. The time.
You are only caller number one this morning, Tony.
Oh, gee. Okay. Right.
You were a bit premature this morning, my son.
Well, I at least got through.
Yeah, got through indeed,
okay.
Yeah. £6,200 going a begging here this morning. We just played the three records. I'm sure I'm going to get into terrible trouble, Bob, with the boss, you know?
Well, probably so. Have you got £6,200 you can lash out?
Well, I'm going to be having a chat with the bank manager. Good morning. Who's calling Q102?
Good morning. Muriel O'Flynn. Fox Rock.
Muriel O'Flynn of Fox Rock.
Yes.
What have you got to say to us, Muriel?
I say that I listen to Q102 all the time.
You said it absolutely correctly, but you're only caller number two, Muriel.
Oh, pity. That's Bob, is it?
That's Bob, yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, good morning, Bob.
Good morning to you. Sorry I can't give you $6,200, but try again.
Bad luck, Muriel.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's 17 minutes past 8. The excitement is mounting here at Q102. Hello, who's calling Q102? Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello, this is Siobhan Halligan.
Siobhan Halligan from where?
From Talla.
From Talla. Yes, go on, Siobhan, say it.
I listen to Q102 all the time.
You even sound like you mean it.
I do.
Siobhan, you are caller number three.
Right.
The prize is going to caller 10.
Okay, I'll keep trying.
Put the phone down and try.
Okay, thank you.
Right, hello, anybody there?
Hello, anybody there? Hello, anybody there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who is this calling Q102?
Siobhan Bastable.
Siobhan Bastable. From where, Siobhan?
Killarney.
Go ahead, speak, Siobhan.
Well, I listen to Q102 all the time.
Of course you do. But unfortunately, you're only caller number four, Siobhan.
Thank you. I'll try again.
Okay, but keep listening.
I will.
Thanks, Siobhan.
Bye.
18 minutes past 8. We have just had caller number four. Nearly. This is number five. Good morning. Who is this?
Martina Cullen.
Martina. From where?
Ballyfermot.
From Ballyfermot. Go on, say it.
I listen to Q102 all the time.
You do? You do?
Yes, I do.
Yes. You're caller number five.
Oh, God.
Ah, bad luck. But put the phone down immediately and try again.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Well, that's five. Right. Halfway.
Halfway there.
Have we
Bob,
another
would you go halves on this if we have to make this money up ourselves?
Yeah, well, I'll give the 200. You give the 6,000. Hello, who have we calling Q102?
Jared O'Reilly.
Jared O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Clane.
From Clane.
Yep.
All the way in County Meath.
County Kildare.
County Kildare. Oh, it's been moved, have you?
His geography's terrible,
right.
Gareth. Don't mind him.
Speak to me.
I listen to Q102 all the time.
Yes, indeed. You're caller number six. Yeah, that's right. You knew it.
Yeah, I listen to the radio.
I hope so, yes. And the Q102 will hang up and dial again. You might even get through a second time.
Okay, 19 minutes past 8. £6,200 in cash we have for caller number 10. Good morning. Who is this?
Dervil Foley.
I'm sorry, that's a very weak voice.
Who? Hello?
Yeah.
Dervil Foley.
Dervil Foley from?
Chapel Izzard.
From Chapel Izzard. Go on, Dervil, say it.
I listen to Q102 all the time.
All the time. Do you know what caller you are?
Not really.
You're number seven.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Try again, you may get through.
Okay.
Bye. Caller number 10, £6,200. Hello.
Hello. Who's there?
Kathy Smith.
From where, Kathy?
From Selbridge. Yeah.
And that's in County Dublin, isn't it?
Kildare.
You see, it's in Kildare as well. Everybody's moving to Kildare. Say the phrase.
I listen to Q102 all the time.
What caller do you think you are?
I don't know.
You're number eight, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So close. Thank you for calling, Kathy.
Okay.
Bye.
She hung up quickly. Let's hope she dances. She may get through again, Bob.
Okay. Who is this? Hello.
Hello, it's Martina Caffrey here.
Martina Caffrey here. From where is here?
Selbridge.
From Selbridge.
Yes.
And that's in County Kildare. Got it right this time.
Yes.
Selbridge is well in. Say the phrase.
I listen to Q102 all the time.
That's absolutely correct. But do you know what caller
yes,
you are?
I know.
Number nine. Oh, no. So close.
I feel so sorry for you this morning. Really do.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's my luck of
reason. £6,200.
That would be
don't
my luck.
Keep rubbing it in, please.
Okay.
We're sorry.
Thanks for calling,
my love. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've had 9 callers. We need one more caller. And to that person, Bob, we are going to give £6,200. Right, it's 8:20. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is calling Q102, please?
Alan Mooney from Shankill.
Alan Mooney from Shankill. Yeah. Any idea what caller you are, Alan?
I think I'm number 10, am I?
Do you think you're number 10?
I hope I'm number 10.
Are you going to say a phrase to
us?
I listen to Q102 all the time.
Yeah, the slogan's right.
Got the phrase right, yeah. Well, what number is he?
He thinks he's number 10.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah?
You're number 10.
I hate that.
You have just won £6,200 in cash.
Aside from hating it, and you can give it to me if you hate it.
No,
how do you,
Bob, I don't think I could do that now.
No, how do you feel?
At this moment, I honestly don't know.
Alan, you have won the biggest ever cash prize on a radio station in Ireland.
Yep.
I don't believe.
£6,200. Tell us a bit about you. What do you do?
I work for Ted. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work for Ted Castle Engineering.
Yes.
I suppose I'm in the store, isn't it?
He's 5'8" tall.
No, yeah. I'm 6'3".
Big boy.
Single or married, Alan?
No, single.
Single.
Single fella. You're going to have a lot of friends, a lot of girlfriends.
Boy, the girl's going to be around you today.
I could have a lot of friends, actually.
Are you going to work today?
I'm supposed to be on my way to work at this stage, but when you played the song,
Well, I suppose if they dock you a fiver, you can well afford it, can't you?
Oh, I think at this stage I could, yeah.
Yes, I think you're going to be late for work today, actually.
I feel I'm supposed to be there at 8:30.
Because you by Metro Taxi Limousine, and we want to bring you here to Q102, right?
Right.
And we want to present you with £6,200 of cash. So we're looking forward to seeing you before the end of the breakfast show this morning.
Okay.
So you can be a little bit later for work than usual, even.
That's
right. So, Alan, we'll talk to you again. Let's give him a round of applause, Bob. Shall we give him a round of applause?
Yo,
hey,
yes.
That's just for you, Alan. Alan, don't hang up.
Okay.
Don't hang up. Let's play a record for him. I think he deserves this, Bob.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations and celebrations when I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
We've just given away £6,200 in cash. And from next Monday, we'll start again. Listen for these three songs. Number one, Robbie Neville, C'est la vie. C'est
la vie.
Number two, Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. And finally, number three, Madonna, La Isla Bonita. When you hear those three records played in that order, phone us on 614-215, the 10th caller to repeat the Q102 slogan. I listen to Q102 all the time. We'll win the entire jackpot on that day. It could be 1,000, 5,000, or up to £20,000 in cash. And you can only win on Q102, the prize capital of the city.
That's us, yeah.
£6,200 going to Alan Mooney.
Of Shankill.
Even as we speak, a jet-propelled metro cab is on its way to pick him up.
Yep, I'm going to bring him in here and present him with his cash. I've had a call from the boss as well, Bob.
Yeah?
Yep.
We're fired, are we?
No, actually, he said, hello. Is that, yes, hello, guys. He said, you've played those three records. And yes, we did. We thought we would. And he said, well, I have news for you. And Bob, with some trepidation, I listened and listened and listened. You know what he said?
No.
He said, I'll pay.
I'll pay. Oh, I hate that.
So your wages are safe. 8:27 in the morning. And these are the Dubliners.
On the 4th of July, 1800.